This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, for a few weeks, we've been focused on the aftermath of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia. We've shared stories of loss and destruction, and the disruption of lives has been heartbreaking and leaving us all struggling to find ways to help. With all the devastation and loss, it's nice to feel a bit of good news coming out of a poor situation. And we'll talk about that at the Christmas Tree Farms next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
As we start to see Christmas displays all over in stores, we know the holidays are around the corner. Maybe a long way around the corner, but they're still coming. Christmas Tree Farms, of course, are a major staple in places like the Appalachian Mountain regions of western North Carolina. They have a large assortment of different kinds of trees that are the most popular species around the country. And that storm that we had wreaked havoc on many in the industry. Larry Smith's a Christmas tree grower who has supplied trees to the White House, presidents' families, and other prominent public places nationwide. And he says that for growers in his area of North Carolina, the storm did not do much damage to Christmas tree farms.
By far, all of the harvestable Christmas trees, you know, are higher up on the mountainsides. There's going to be, you know, we're going to harvest, and there'll be a cheese and cut. I'm telling people, if they want to help farmers and the community to buy a real North Carolina Fraser fir, that'll help us get our roads back and our buildings back and help the community also.
Smith's farm grows an estimated 40,000 trees at any one time, and they harvest about 10% of the farm each year. And while he says the trees are safe, the big concern is infrastructure. How are they going to get the trees out of the farms in the mountains to be distributed? Roads have been washed out. They're using donkeys to get goods and supplies in, or helicopters if those don't work. So getting Christmas trees out is the major concern for his farm to have a successful year.
I think the biggest concern for the growers is for them to get the infrastructure back in place, especially the roads, to where we can get, you know, tractor, which I, you know, like I said, I'm smaller, but where the tractor and trailers are allowed to get in there and on roads, you know, to haul the trees out.
Another complication is the fact that many in the region are still without power weeks later, and the infrastructure in the region is not robust to get repairs made. And again, with roads washed out, you can't just rebuild a road in the mountains very quickly. You have to take the time and get it right, which leaves people cut off for a long period of time.
It broke a pole in a bottom, like where we generally raise pumpkins, and it's just muck, you know, so they can't get in there to set that pole until it dries up, you know, and I'll be fine, you know, but it's just, you know, and it's getting colder, and I just feel, like I say, I'm blessed.
Smith says that compared to others in the agriculture industry, he feels blessed they weren't affected more, and it wasn't a person he knew that hasn't been affected by Hurricane Helene.
There's some farmers that, you know, had more losses than others. I mean, I had a barn that washed away that my grandfather built, but we got most of our equipment moved, you know, in, as far as tractors and trailers that we haul the trees on and vehicles. We did lose a couple vehicles, but they were older, and so it's going to be a challenge. I mean, every day we're making progress.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.